Joining us on MSONewsSports.com is Lynn English High girls soccer coach Ed McNeil. Now, they lost on Wednesday night at Manning Field 3-1 to Lynn Classical. But, Ed, what do you take away from the game for your team?
Well, I thought my team played a great game for about 60 minutes. The Classical took an early 1-0 lead. We tied it. It was 1-1 at the half. And the momentum shifted late in the second half, probably the last 20 minutes. They really started taking it to us. Our depth is a problem. I played probably the same 13 or 14 girls, and they got a little tired. And they scored on a beautiful corner kick, and then we pulled everyone upfield to try to tie the game, and they scored the winner with probably, you know, the third goal with 5 minutes to go.
So you can make a case that it was kind of a 2-1 type of a game, which is not a bad showing for you guys, right?
Yeah, this is our arch rival in Classical. It's a big game for us every time. They're a little better than we are. They actually beat us earlier in the year, 3-0. And this game could have gone either way until, I'd say, about the 60-minute mark. Then they really took it to us after that.
Ed, can you tell me about several of your players, the key players that you really count on from game to game to contribute to English girls soccer?
Sure. Number one student in the entire school is my sweeper, Haley Denham. She's applied to Harvard, and she's got a QM of about 4.4. She's the starting sweeper. She hasn't left the field all year, and without her, we'd be in real trouble. She's by far our most valuable player. And our goalie is an all-star goalie, a four-year starter. She's a senior captain, Caitlin Nadeau, and she's really good. She made a save tonight with one hand that was outstanding that kept the game tied at 1-1. And I've got a couple of forwards that are good. Emma Trahant is a junior forward, led the team in scoring last year. And Alexa Zayas scored our only goal tonight. She is our leading scorer this year. She scored actually 4 of our 9 goals this year. So those would be the key players for my team.
Yeah. Coach, what's up for you later this week?
We play Saugus, who we will be competitive with. They beat us 1-0 last year. We play at Saugus on Friday, and then we go to Gloucester next Tuesday.
Any other thoughts, Coach, on Lynn English girls soccer you want to share with us at this time?
It was a disappointing loss. I was very disappointed. The winning goal was a questionable corner kick. I thought it went off of Classical, and but the referee overruled one ref, and then the next thing you know, the ball's in the net. But I'll tell you, we're competitive with a lot of teams. The better teams in the league we struggle with. But this game could have gone either way tonight, and I was very pleased with the team. 3-5. We've got some winnable games coming up.
Coach Ed McNeil, thanks for joining us, and good luck the rest of the way.
Hey, thank you, Bill, very much. I appreciate it.
Ed McNeil, the girls' soccer coach at Lynn English High School, following their 3-1 loss Wednesday night at Manning Field to Classical High School.